It's here that day. He didn't come to base the medrash. So we have Yosef. Usually he went to Rabbi Yosef. Shir, today he was sick, he couldn't come. Lamocha kiyosa, the next day when Rabbi came to Shir, Aboya Abayin Anuche died to Rabbi Yosef. His Abayin knew that Rashi Rabbi Yosef was very angry. How come Rabbi didn't come yesterday? So Abayin wanted to stick up for him a little bit. Omele Abayin got up right away and asked nicely, my time will yosa malapirta. He asked Rabbi in front of the Rashi, how come you didn't come yesterday to Shir? Omele, the heavy Cholishki boy had a heart attack, had a hard heart. My heart was bothering me yesterday. Well, I missed Tina, I couldn't come. Omelette Rashid answered back, that's a terrorist. My leg sounds to me to be honest. You had a heart, something by your heart was bothering you. You probably didn't eat that day. Go eat a little bit, and then you should have come to Shir. Omelette, loy sofa lo mar lo ho de Rav Huna. Don't you hold like Rav Huna. Yama Rav Huna. Also loy liyodom shiyitoim klum kredim shispalo tfilo samasofim. If you used to give the Shia Shabbos morning, right, to Shachas and Musaf, so before they daven Musaf, he couldn't eat yet. So what he wants from my Shia before I come to Shia, I'm now at it, I didn't daven Musaf yet. Omalei, he boiled it lamal, it's lay it's loose, the Musaf and Biyachid, it's Kasha. Daven Musaf early and come to Shia. He could come to Shia. You're going to miss Musaf, daven Musaf early, eat then come to Shia. Biyachid, well, let's amidi and then eat a little bit. El Lamaisi, and then come to Shir. Oh, Malay, he answered back, Nacham O Rabavi. Leitov Lamar, don't you hold, Lahod the Amra of Yechlin, also Leliodim Shiachim Shilosa Pilosa Tibur. I'm not allowed to daven early. Since the Tibur first daven Musaf after your Shir, an hour later, I can't daven Musaf now. I have to wait to daven Musaf later. So, like, I had a heart condition, and I can't eat now, so I can't come to Shir. Oh, Malay, nay, Lavit Merlo Amra Baba. Vitzibah shonu. You know that halacha is only vitzibah. The halacha, if you're in a shul, you're not allowed to daven musaf now before the tzibah daven. But let's say you're home, you're not at shul. Then you're allowed to daven earlier. There's a mailah that you should daven the same time the tzibah daven. That's a mailah. But let's say for some reason you're at teruch, you want to daven early. Avad, you're allowed to daven early. No, it's the who's to daven before the tzibah daven. And then they had a time with him. You were home that day. So you should have davened musaf early. And chapa and bite, go make your sudan, and then come to Shir. So you can get away. It wasn't the Kabbalah Sarah. Trashi, like all the parents of Yosef, Shir Rashi, Yeshiva, Pumpadisa. Shir Yosef, Rashi, and Pumpadisa. While you're there for Shabbos, Koyadim, Shir, Samasosim. That's the meaning. You used to learn, give your Shir before Musaf on Shabbos. Uliyachar Adrosho, Yehoshim, the Beit HaKnesses. And after the Drosho went back to Shul, O Mispal, and Shir, Samasosim. So he had a question, why didn't you daven Musa first? And so he answered back, because the Tzibah didn't daven yet. He answered back, the Tzibah shonu. And move the Beis HaKnesses in my Tzibah liyachim l'stalu. You're not allowed to daven early before the Tzibah if you're in shul. But if you're home, Avad, you could daven before the Tzibah. Abu Zalti Gemara, Tzibah shonu. But let's still chesel that tomorrow, like Rav Huna. We don't pass him like Rav Huna. We'll still deal with that. But like Rav Yeshua ben Levi. And not like Yeshua ben Levi. But Rav Huna for the Amorim. And Rav Huna, like we just said, that Rav Huna was going to say, Osla liyadim shiitam klum, kredim shitpaul tfil samasofim. We don't pass like that. We pass when you're allowed to be toyin before you daven Musaf. The law is, after you daven Shacharis, you're allowed to make kiddush, and you're allowed to be toyin. You're allowed to eat, and be not as soon as kvai. You're not allowed to sit down to wash. Even if you want to wash, you have to eat less than a base of bread. Because you can eat peris and you can eat cake. The man, we don't pass that this from this halacha. His halacha was, it's also to eat anything. I can't even make kiddush to a daven musa. Halacha is no. After shachrish, you're allowed to make kiddush, but be not having a sudut kvah. We don't pass like Rav Huna. And to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, we don't pass like him either. What was his halacha? Remember Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Kiva and Shagia, Zaman, Tzilas HaMincha. As soon as it comes, Zaman, Tzilas HaMincha. Osama, Liyodim, Shiitan, Klum, Kodim, Spal, Tzilas HaMincha. You're not allowed to eat anything. You can't eat lunch. You can't eat supper before you daven Tzilas Mincha. And we don't hold like him. We hold no. That the only issur there is to eat a sudas a kvah like a sudas nesuyin or a sudas of bris milah. A deep sudas gedolah, that you're not supposed to eat before you daven Mincha. But a regular sudas that we eat lunch or supper, it's mutter to eat even before you daven Mincha. But the Mishnah, Yem Nechunya ben Akono hoyim espalol, he used to daven b'chnisos l'beit medrash. Every morning before he came in to learn, or Yisayosay, when he used to leave learning at night. Tfilah Ketzara. Omru loy, ma mokum a tfilah zu? He used to ask him, what are you adopting a tfilah for? Omru him, When I come into Beis HaMedrash, I need mispalel shlo yera davar tekol ha'yodi. Like nothing wrong should happen through my learning. I shouldn't pass it wrong. But we see us here, and he knows when I go out of the Beis HaMedrash, I gave like a dot to Kadosh Baruch Hu that I was very good to come in to learn. This is called the Tfilos of Mekunya Ben Akona, the rough things don't say before that, before you learn.
We have holding up Chof Ches on the base by the Mishnah. We have Nechunne ben Akana, Hoye Mespale, Vechnisos, Lobeis Medrish, Uvitsi Yosai. Come to the Beis HaMedrash to learn Torah in the morning. Uvitsi Yosai, when he used to leave at night, Tfilah Kasar would say a small davening. So Amrullah, the Chom, asked him back, Ma Mokum at Tfilah Zu.
As Ma Mokum means Kaleima, Ma Tiva, what's the good of this davening? Like you already davened Marin, or you already davened Shachris in the morning. So what do you have to daven a second time for? Amalehem, he told him, Amalehem, he answered back in Luchunib ben Akonam, Bechni Sosei Ani Mispalel, when I come in to learn, I daven Shlo Yera Tvartakol Al Yodi, no Tvartakol should come because of me. Indeed, we'll see in the Gemara, I shouldn't pass in wrong, or Machaverim shouldn't come to laugh at me. Or Vitsiyosei, when I leave learning, Ani Noisein Hoidoa Achoki, I give Hoidoa to Kodesh Baruch Hu that I was Eichet to learn Torah. So the Rambam brings down the Pirush HaMishnayot, this is a Choy. It's a Choy before you start learning in the morning to say this Tefillah, and at night when you end, it's a Choy to say also this Tefillah. The Rosh, the Tosfos HaRosh and the Shita brings down, it's only Rishus. And the Miri explains, what is this Mishnah doing here? We're talking about Tefillah. So we have a Choy to daven three times a day. The Mishnah wants to tell you, Shnos, throughout the day, if you want to also ask Rachman from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything you want, you can also do that. Just like the Mekunda Ben Akon, who used to be Masvakish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he came in to learn, everything should go alright. And when he left, he gave Haidur. It's like a limit throughout the day. Anytime you want to ask something from the Abish, you can also daven, or give Haidur back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they learn it's only Rishus. But the Pirush HaMishnayot, the Rambam says it's a Chayva. Turn Rabbon. In the morning, when you first come in to learn, and the Lachas brought down even a Yochid, you're learning in your house, you should also say this Tefillah. No Devar Takola should come because of me. And I should not make a mistake in learning. And my Chavarim will laugh at me. So Rashi learns that they'll laugh because I made a mistake. Is her a roy shtayim? Two bad things are coming out of my learning now. She avoyu al yodei, she egrim lehem, she onshu. Ashton, I'm making a mistake, and also I'm causing them to laugh. They'll get an einish for laughing at me. So two things bad could come out, so he's mispalel, these things shouldn't happen. Vloy oimer, and also if he's a paisuk or he's giving him psak, vloy oimer al tome, Torah, I shouldn't pass on the wrong halacha. If it's tome, I shouldn't say it's Torah. Vloy al Torah, tome, if it's really Torah, I shouldn't say it's tome. Vloy choshu chaveru dvar halacha. And who if I care? My chaverim should not make a wrong psak, v'yesmachem, and I'll laugh at them. Those all those tefillahs, that throughout learning, I shouldn't do anything wrong and act wrong. V'yitziyosei ma'oimer, when he leaves the Beis HaMedrash, when he stops learning at night, what should you say? Moedam nilfonecho Hashem ulekai shesamto chelki miyoshvei Beis HaMedrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put my chelek in learning a Beis HaMedrash, uloisamto chelki miyoshvei kronis. Yevusha didn't put my chelek, and people are sitting in the streets. Sha'ani mashkim v'hei mashkim. I get up in the morning, and the bums also get up in the morning. Ani mashkim v'divrei Torah, I get up to learn Torah. V'hei mashkim v'divrei b'teilem. They get up stam to do dvorim b'teilem all day. Ani omel v'hei mamilim. Amelim. We're both working. I work and he works. Ani omel, I work l'makabo schar. I get schar for learning Torah. You get schar mitzvah. V'hei mamilim v'hei namakabo schar. They work and they don't get schar for their work. Ani rots, I'm running, the heim rots, and they're running. Ani rots l'chayilam habo, by me running to go learn, I'm being zeicha to get olam habo, the heim rots and lavash achas, and they're running to destroy themselves. So drashi miyoshvei kronis means chenvonim, either by the storekeepers, or yame yorich oiskim bidvar sicha. Rostam amratzim, stam spit and talk the whole day. So that was his bakosha. So the famous word from the Chofetz Chaim, it says, Ono ha-melem v'hem ha-melem, Ono ha-melem v'kavim v'schar, v'hem ha-melem v'kavim v'schar. We work and get schar, and they work, they don't get schar. What do you mean they work, they don't get schar? They also get schar. The person works, he gets schar for what he works. What's the lashon? They work and don't get schar. So he says like this, when a person works to make a machine, if you finish making the machine, or you make a good machine, you get paid. If you made a lemon, you made something, didn't come out to be anything, you don't get paid for your trying. Mashenken in learning is not that way. In learning, you can learn a Gemara. At the end of learning, you come out, you still know nothing. You don't know the Gemara yet. You still have the Kasha. So you think you don't get any schar? No. Hey, Svatara, you get schar for the omo, the work you put into it. Mashenken, other people, you don't doubt to get paid for the work. You get paid if you produce something. But what came out is nothing. Could be you won't get any schar. Someone says, Hoidoi, thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he was very good to learn the base, to learn Torah. Turn around, Kishechola Reb Lezer got sick, some is by his slave, by near his Misa. Nichnasu Tamidim Levakra, Tamidim came into Levakra Cholom. Omru Loi Rabbeinu. They said to Rebbe, to Reb Lezer, Lamadnu Orchas Chaim. Teach us a derech how to go through life. Venizka Ben Lachaylom Abo. There will be Zoicha to get Elam Habo. One of the good midas to be Noi. Omru Lahem, the first thing is Hiziru Bechvoid Chavreichem. Be Noi Kovati Chaver. No, Yechaver is an important person, and be no cover to him. And keep your children away from Hegyun. So Toshit Hegyun means like philosophy. Stop thinking into things, how a Kodesh Baruch created the world, what was there before the world. Because the children will come to their career if they start thinking into these things. Rashi learns in the Hegyun, Loi Tagilam the Mikra, Yoise Midai. Don't let them learn Chumash, Masha Mikra too much. Mishum the Moshe, it's Moshech them. Don't let them just do Mesichas Shalodim, kid talk the whole day. I mean, teach them some Torah. But the first Pshat Rashi, what's wrong with learning Mikra? So the Mira learns the Pshat is when you learn Mikra, some Pshutim, you learn Pshutim Shemikra, you don't know Pshat, and you come with a Kfira from Pshutim Shemikra. So you have to learn the Mikra the way Chazal teaches. The way the Gemara says Pshat the Posse, that's what you have to learn. So you'll teach your children just Pshutim Shemikra, sometimes it doesn't make sense. Or you'll come out with the wrong thing from the Pshutim. So don't learn too much just the Pshat in the Mikra. Learn how Chazal learned the Pasuk. Vaitam, for Hoshivam Ben Birchet Tamid Chomim, make sure your children are always by Tamid Chomim between the knees of the Birchet Chomim, Tamid Chomim, Ugeshatem Mispalim, when you daven, do lupnei miatem oimdim. Now realize who you're davening. You're davening in front of Hashem, like have some kavona. Trashi do lefnei mi kedeshe his paulo biyiro ubekavonim, that you should daven with kavonim and yiro. These are the things that bring you the olam habo. Of the shvil kach, if you do these things, tisku lechaylam habo. By to kishechol Reb Yechiel ben Zakkai, when Yechiel ben Zakkai got sick, and also he was korav lemisa, is nichnasu tamidim levakra. The tamidim came into levakra chaylam. Kivan Shiro Aisom, when Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai saw Talmidim coming in, his chul lifchais. Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai started to cry. His chul lifchais. Omru loy Talmidim. The Talmidim told him, Shino ner Yisrael. Talmidim told you, Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai, you're a ner for Yisrael. Omud hayaminik. You're right, Omud. Patish hachozak. You're the strong hammer. Like, what are you crying? Like, what are you so afraid? You're going to have a mitzvah now. You're going to go to Shemayim, but you're at Santa Gama. What are you afraid of? So Rashi says, Omad Hayimini, Mishnei Amudim, Hemet Shleima Be'ulam. Shleima made two Amudim in the Ulam, in the base of Migdash. Hashem Hayimini, Yochim Hashem Asimo Boyiz. Hayimini, Loilam Echoshim. That's a more Choshim one. So that's what he's saying. You're like the Omad Hayimini. Patish Hamafoitzeit, like a hammer that breaks things. You're a very strong person. What are you crying for? Omalahem. Ilu lepnei melech boss of Adam. He knew he was going to be mace soon. He knows he has to give a din b'cheshbon. He said, if I would only have to go in front of a regular melech boss of Adam, hoyim aluchin oisi, they would take me to him. Shayim kan alocha bekever, even the king. He's only alive today. He's going to die also eventually. Shim koyis olai, even if he gets angry with me, ein kasei kaseilim. It's not going to be in anger forever, because he himself is going to die. Via Moisraini, if he puts me into prison, any Suri Yisraelim, it's also not imprisonment forever. As long as I live, that's all. Via Minisaini, if he kills me right now, any Sosa Yisraelim, I'm not going to die forever. I'll die in this world, but afterwards I'm going to go right out of my boat upstairs. Va'ani Yochol, Lefaisa B'tvar. A melech, I could try and talk my way out of it. Be mafayisim. Well, the shirk for the moment, if I have to, I'll give him bribe. I'll give him some money. I can get a better psak. Ah, Pofi Kane, even so, what you see, I would cry, because I'm afraid to get a psak din from a melech to go to the judge. Of the Yachshav now, Shemalichin, I say, knows he knew his medaisum. Lepnei melech, mafi al nafam, zarej borku, shulchai v'kayim liyelam. Uliol me'alom, karej borku lives forever. Shim koya salai kasa kasen, Hashem gets angry at me, it's going to be an anger forever. Via my train, if he puts me in prison, Isura Yisraelim, that prison is forever. Via me saying, if he kills me, Misase Misasolim, that means I won't have Olam Abor either. I mean, you kill him, Drashi Misasolim, Misasolim Abor, there's such a thing to kill you not to get Olam Abor. Then Yochlo fights with Vorim, I can't talk back to the Abishtah. For the shop at the moment, because Vorim was on the Kabul Shechid. For Loyoy, not only this, everybody knows there are two roads in front of you. Achas shall gan Eden, he gets char. The achas shall gehenim, to get punishment. Then your day, I don't know. Beezem alichem, I say, which girl is going to take me? I don't know. Maybe I'll get to gehenim. For lo yevcha, shouldn't I cry? That's why he was crying. So the pshita is a little bit shver. I mean, if Yechon Mazaki was a god lador, what is he afraid he'll get gehenim for? The chure, if he had a machshav of chet, he should have done tshuva better. If you do tshuva, you won't get Gehenna, so what was he afraid of? So a lot of Meforshim here. Some want to say that Avad, everything he did, he thought was right. But the concern is sometimes even what we think is right is wrong, Klape Kodesh Baruch Hu. So how is he supposed to know what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants is right? So that's what he was afraid of. If he thought he did something wrong, Avad, he would have done tshuva. But Lefer Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe what I think is right is not 100% right. So he was afraid. And also they say the two drachim means Gan Eden and Gehenim means by a king, the ikri is that you get your punishment. You're afraid if you get punishment or not. But by Hashem and Shemayim, it's much more important to get Gan Eden than to have to go through Gehenim. As the Gemara says, that it's kedai to go through Gehenim, kedai to be zeicha to get the schar olam habor. So he was afraid that maybe he'll only get Gehenim and he won't get olam habor at all. Because the schar and olam habor is so much more greater than the einish will have to go through Gehenim. So he said he's worried. Omru loy Rabbeinu. So the Talmidim asked the Rebbe, Rabbi Yechon Zakkai, Brocheinu, give us a broche before you're going to be mazed, give us a broche. Omar lehem, Yehirotzon, Shetheimoyra Shemayim Aleichem, Kemoyra Bosav Adom. That you should be afraid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu the same way you're afraid of Yechava. That Moyra Shemayim should be the same way like Moyra Bosav Adom. Omru loy Talmidim, Atkan, that's all. And the Chura is easy. We should be more afraid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu than Boss of Adam. Or Malahem, he said, no, Ulevai, Halavai, you should have this much Yira. Halavai, you should be afraid of Hashem the same way you're afraid of Yechaver. Teidu Araya, Kishor Demoivra Avera, when a person wants to do an Avera, Oimer, Shle Yeruni Yodam, the first thing he looks around, make sure nobody's looking. Araya, in front of his Chavi, he wouldn't do the Avera. But not in front of his Chavi, does the Avera. The Abish is there. It means you don't feel the same way to the Abish you feel for Yechaver. That was how a vayi should be afraid of Hashem, as if to feel somebody's always watching you. Bishas b'tirosev, when Yisrael about to be nifter, Omar lehem, they told him, and who said to him, Omar lehem, what he said to them, for new kelim mifnei hatuma, they take away the kelim from the house, because when as soon as he's maced, after he's maced, all the kelim in the house have a din tumas mace, the chinu kisei, and prepare a chair, the chizkiyo melech yudish shabur. That he knew that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was going to come to his Levaya. So Rashi, Ad kan Rashi b'tmiya koyma, for lo yoyse mimari boss of Adam. A Talmidim says, shouldn't we be afraid of Hashem more than we're afraid of boss of Adam? He answered back, Levaya, shei kemari boss of Adam, how Levaya should be afraid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the same way you're afraid of a boss of Adam. Shim kain, techtolu mi'averus harbi. If you'll be afraid, like you're afraid of a person, you'll stop doing a lot of averus. Aveir of the Rashi b'seiser mimayr habrius. I'm all you do chatoyim b'seiser. Because you're afraid of doing it in front of people. The yadeya shakel who golim akorish baruch uveinam yech b'kach. Even though you know akorish baruch who knows everything, for that you don't stop doing it. So mashma, you're more afraid of people than you are of Hashem. But like I said, halavai, you should be afraid of Hashem like you are of people. Bevnei atuma tumas oyel aneis b'chol abayim. The Chizkiyahu shabo. Elal Vosi. As you knew, El Chizkiyahu HaMelech doesn't come to Levaya of Yerichon Mitzakei. There's a few Meforshim in the Gros says because Chizkiyahu HaMelech was Marbit Torah. It's brought down a lot of, he learned a lot of Torah Barabim. And Yochanan Mazaki also learned a lot of Torah Barabim. So his Midah, Chizkiyo, came to him. The Shito, if not, says that in Gan Eden, there are several different places. So Chizkiyo was in the third place. And Rabbi Yochanan Mazaki was also going to the third place. So mainly he came to meet him. Right. So the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel Laina, B'chol Yoim V'yoim, Mispah Lodim Shemon Esrei. That's the way we do. We daven the complete Shemon Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua Laina, Me'ein Yudches. You don't have to daven complete Shemon Esrei. It's enough to daven Me'ein. We'll soon see what that means. Trash Me'ein Shemon Esrei, the Gemara Meforesh, what it is. Rabbi Kiva Laina, Im Shigura Tfilah Sebetiv, Mispah Lodim Yudches. As if you could daven Yudches, you have Kavona, you know it, you have a sit in front of you, daven the whole Yudches. V'yimlav, if it's a Shas HaTzerich, you have to go to Derech, you're in a rush, you have no time to daven, is do I have to daven main Yudches? That's the way we pass him. That's the law, we pass that. If you'd be in a big rush someplace, you would be allowed to daven having Enu. But Lamais, we don't do it. Lamais, we always daven Shmon Esrei. We have Lezo Einer, Vaiset Filosei Kfa. If somebody makes a davening as if a kfar, like an oil, he has to daven, he's forced to, ain't philosophy tachnunim. That's not the way you should be davening, it's not called tachnunim. Tachnunim means you're asking, you're begging from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It shouldn't be like an oni is begging for something, that's why you should come to davening. You have Yeshua in there, how heilech b'mokim sakona, somebody goes through a mokim sakona, is mispalo tefillah ketzor, a different type of a tefillah. Not Me'in Shmon Esrei, not Havenenu, but just one bracha of Tfilah Ketzor. The Yoyim, what does he say? Hoysha Hashem Atamcha, Hashem should help the Klai Yisrael, Esheris Yisrael, V'chol Peroshas Iber, any massive they're going through, any crisis they're going through, Yitzorchei Hem Lefonecha. That what Klai Yisrael needs should always be in front of you, should always be Mamala, the Tzrochim of Klai Yisrael, Baruch Atzor Hashem Shemei Tfilah. That's called the Tfilah Ketzor. And this you only say we imamish in the mokim sakona, you can't stay there. And this is not called the yoytze mitzvah tulo. Like later when you come to your house, you're supposed to daven again Shemon Esrei. Vashenka in the first halacha of me'ein yudches, then you don't have to daven over again. That's called a tefillah b'shach adchak. But a tefillah ketzara is not even called a tefillah. Just that right now you can't daven the Shemon Esrei, so you have a right, you should daven a tefillah ketzara. Shrashi, the chol proshes ibur, the first big gemara. Someone is riding on the chamor. Is your radvi yispala? Comes the matter daven shachris or mincha mariv. Mitchili should go off the chamor and daven. If you made a yochel, let's say you can't go down. Rashi shemle and mishi yochel as chamor. You have nobody to watch the chamor, and you're afraid the chamor run away, you'll be lost there. So then you have a hefter to daven Shmon Esrei sitting on the chamor. The main yochel leirad yaster es ponim akol ponim. Turn around your face. That means that Rashi is Tzad Yerushalayim. Draw in face towards Yerushalayim when you're davening. The remaining Yochel Hafter is part of it. You can't even turn around your face. Is Yechavan Es Liboy Kineged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. That even though you're not facing Yerushalayim, but in your machshav, in your mind, think as if you're davening in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Or Yemahalach Basrina, if you're going on the ship. Or Yibi Asto, it's a small ship, some say, or type of a reef. Is vital, and in a case where either you don't know which way you should lie, you don't know your directions, or else also you're busy steering the ship that you can't turn your head towards the derech of Yerushalayim, is again the eighth, so Yechavan Es Liboy would kavon, or at least think as if you're davening Kineged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, as if you're davening in front of Yerushalayim. That's the way you should look, at least. So Matchili is supposed to face, like we do now, we face towards Mizrach, we face that towards Yerushalayim, towards Eretz Yisrael. Or in a case where you don't know where Mizrach is, or if you have to be driving now and you can't face the other way, then at least the Kavon you should think you're davening Kineged Yerushalayim. But if Nogeyamol, let's say you're traveling in an airplane or you're going in a car and it comes to Mount Tefillah, if you can't stand up, you can't stop, you're allowed to daven sitting down also. It's not worse than sitting on a chamor. A person can't get off his chamor, he's allowed to daven Shemon Esrei sitting on the chamor. Well, what then if you're on the airplane, you can't go any place to daven? Befrat, even Amol with the Shaila, even if you could stand up, but you're not going to be able to have Kavona then. People are going to come bumping into you and you're afraid to daven there. Could be it's better to daven sitting down then. But the Nikir is to have Kavona during your davening. So it's Kedai to daven sitting down if you have Kavona then. Right. So to the Mora, Hani Yudches, that we daven Yudches Brochas, Kineged me. Like, what is the Kineged? Omer Rab Hillel, great Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, keneged Yudchet Askorish Oma David, v'hovul Hashem v'neil. This Kippur Tehillim, it says 18 times Hashem's name there. That's the smata to daven 18 brachas. Rashi, Hovul Hashem v'neilim. V'neilim means the children of strong of the Ovis, of Avraham Yisrael Yaakov. Shurem is Liovis. That's a remnant. Eilim means the Ovis. Ugvuras. Ugvudusa Shashem. So that's the first bracha, and then the second bracha, Mechayim Eitim, and then Apaka Kela Kodesh. K'dermina Rosh Hashanah. Minayin Shemim Ovis, Tamloim Hovul Hashem v'neilim. That's how we know we say Ovis. So this Kippur is talking about Tfilah. That's 18 times Hashem's name. That's the Merumiz to have Yudchas brachas. We have Yosef Omer connected Yitzchak as Korosha B'Kriyashma. And Kriyashma says 18 times Hashem's name, not Indian to say Yitzchak's brokers. Omer Rav Tarkim, Omer Rav Yeshua B'Levi, connected Shemayna Asara Chulyas Sheba Shedra. First, there's 18 like bones in his backbone, 18 round pieces of it, so connected that, we daven. The Omer Rav Tarkim, Omer Rav Yeshua B'Levi, Hamis Palil, when you daven, when you say Baruch, you're supposed to first bow down. Sarach Sheyichre is supposed to bow down, and she is Pokakul Kol Chulyas Sheba Shedra. Means your backbone like sticks out, you can see each vertical by itself. Shasha she is Pokakul, means Sheyira Hapkokim, Hemak Shorim Kemashishnina Bakinis. Like each backbone has pieces to it, you can see it. Ula Omar Ad Kide Sheyira Isser Kenege Libra. You don't have to mamish bow down all the way to the floor, but if you bow down, you have an Isser. Let's see, Rashi. Shnei libra in front of your heart. That means Rashi learns Krat. Isser shnei kamotim, echod nomata v'yechod nomalo ki isser roichev bosa bemsa. Let's see, if your stomach starts curling up when you bow down, you get depends on how fat you are. This you get a bubble here, like when you bow down. So if it's between the two kamotim, the two dents in, it's an isser. So there's a few inches of meat there. That's called bowing down. If you have to bow down, you make some indentions in your stomach. Sheyira Isser is the piece of meat of the size of an Isser is connected libra. The Chanina Amar Kivan Shenena Roisha, as long as you put your head down a little bit, Shuvan Itzur. More than that, you don't have to. Avomar Rova Vudu Mitzayir Nafshe. That's only if you have tsar, it hurts you to bow down. Then it's enough just to bow your head a little bit. Well, Nechte, it looks commandicory, as if you really would want to bow down. Just it hurts you. You have a pain there, then you don't have to bow down. But when Chili is supposed to bow down, that you should see some part of your backbone. Shashin Mitzayin Avshei Shunike Shechofetz Lechroya Elishu Mitzayin. Really, you wouldn't want to bow down. Just you have some tzad, then you have to just bow your head a little bit. So the Gemara, Hani Timni, there are only 18 brachas. Hani Timni, sorry, Sister is heaven. There are 19 brachas we have. Omer Rabbi Levi, Birchas HaTzedukim V'yavna Tiknu. That was a takon of it made later to say Birchas HaTzedukim. Kinegin Mitiknu, Abizoy, you have to have a mocker for this. We have before 18 Hashems, 18 Askaras. Omer Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Hillel, according to Rabbi Hillel, Bred Rabbi Shmuel, Ban Achmen, that says the goals of the Yud Ches Askaras of Hashem and Hovul Hashem and Elim, Kinegin Kael HaKovat Hirim. And this Kael is also like Hashem's name, so we can put another bracha, make a 19th bracha. But Rabbi Yosef, they said 18 Hashem's name Haskaras and Krishma can make an echad shabbat Krishma. Make an echad, you can make another brocha. The Amtanchim Am Yerushal Balevi said can make 18 chuyas and the shedra can make chuya ketana shabbat shedra. The last small one is the 19th one. That's the tekona to make 19 brochas. Tana Rabbanan Shimon Abkuli Hister Yudches brochas of Neir of Gamliel. Allah said it. The Yavne. He put the state of Yudchas Brachas together with Mesaklin and Yavne. So the Shita speaks out that it wasn't only Shimon Afkuli, the one though Mesaklin, Shimon Esrei, you know, the Gemara Megillah says this, was the Anshes Nesas HaGedolah, they were in the Vim there, there were 120 Gedolim together went down to Mesaklin Shimon Esrei. So it means was, he learns that they made the Nusach HaBrachas, but they didn't make the right Seder, they didn't say exactly which Seder you have to. Or some learned they made the Seder and they forgot the Seder. So Shimon HaKuli just remembered them of the Seder, how you're supposed to say the Yudches Brachas. The Yavne. Omer Rav Gamliel HaChachamim. Klum Yesh Odom Shedei L'Sakin Brichas HaTzedukim. Who knows how to make now the Brichas HaTzedukim? This was in Yavne. There were a lot of Tzedukim then. So we said L'Malshinim. Who knows how to make the Tekon, how to make the Nusach? Omer Shmuel HaKotem V'Tikna. Shmuel HaKotem, he was going to Mesakin and Nusach for L'Malshinim. The next year, Shokacho, he was davening for the Yomit Shmuel, and when he got to say the bracha of La Malshinim, he forgot it. He didn't know how to say it. Rishkev Voshtayim Vesholoshoyes, Nitziba waited for him 2 or 3 hours, they didn't take him off, they didn't bring another